The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
Our running theme for the month is operating in the supernatural. And last Sunday, we tried to look at our supernatural roots in redemption. And that's what the Signs and Wonders message carries today. When you understand your root and you connect to your root, you cannot lack your fruit. So this season marks that era of signs and wonders in your life. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Today in this service, which will be part 2 and B section of it, the first service is part 2 A section. Now we are going to part 2B. And I'd like you to please be very, very attentive. God sent me to you this morning. And the sender is behind his word, and he will confirm it right here. Amen. I have said time and again, there are really no great ministries. All ministries called by God are the same. It is the backing of the great God that distinguishes one ministry from another. And when a ministry is well positioned in its God-ordained mandate, then that ministry enjoys the unusual backing of the Most High God. Somebody has asked me, how do you get things done so cheaply in this ministry? I said, we do nothing except it is commanded. And when you operate as commanded, then you enjoy the backing of the commander, and then that puts you in command of the miraculous. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
He said, God anointed Jesus Christ with Holy Ghost and with power. Wonderful. He went about doing good and healing others and oppressed of the devil. How? Because God was with him. It is the backing of God that gives value to the anointing. It is not the anointing. The anointing alone is helpless without the backing of the Lord. He said, without me. He didn't say without the anointing. Without me, ye can do nothing. And the apostles went forth and began to minister. And God also walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 and Mark chapter 16 verse 20. So it is the backing of God that makes great ministries. Why? When God sends, he gets the job done through the sent. The sent is not the one doing the job. It is the sender doing the job through the sent. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it. The called can't do it. It is the caller that gets the job done through the called. So nothing gets done outside what you are called to do because you have no capacity to do a thing. Faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it. So it is the caller that gets the job done. By strength shall no man prevail. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So it is not the called that gets the job done. It is the caller doing the job through the called. Does that make some sense? We didn't gather people here. The caller who positioned us here by a clear mandate, this is the place, is the one that gathered the people to the place that he has appointed. If we came here by ourselves, we'd be here with all the antelopes in the forest. That's why I pity people who just carry their Bible and a bell in their hand and say they are called. No matter the finding of your grammar, it is not a factor for exploits in ministry. No matter the number of degrees you may have acquired, I've seen professors fail flat in ministry and bang it after about 9 or 13 years because it didn't work. There is no intellectual capacity that can work ministry. It is the caller that works it. I'm saying that to mean one thing. I am not responsible for any miracle you have had here. God was working with them. God confirming the word he gave them to speak by working it. I'm proving that with signs and wonders. I'm saying that to mean, except a thing that God cannot do, that's what we fail through dissent on that kind of mission. So when God sends a man like he sent me on a liberation mission, then he backs the words he's put in my mouth up for the liberation of men. So he liberates them. I only declare what he has said for me to declare. Then I leave him to liberate them. The reason I shed tears when they share testimonies is that I'm as amazed that God has you. If I were working it, I won't be amazed. June 29th, 1992, I had a very clear mandate from heaven. He said, it is time for change. He visited me in the wake of that early morning. He said, prepare yourself for the imminent change of phase in ministry that I've spoken about over the years. He said, it is the era of signs and wonders. Now, hear this. I was already used to some level of signs and wonders. If you saw our signboard in 1983, you see the name of the church, Home of Signs and Wonders. So, I'm not a stranger to the signs and wonders realm. And so God knew that I wasn't, because he was the one who was doing it anyway. He said, it is a new dimension of a higher order. He said, boy, I know you are used to signs and wonders, but this is a new dimension of signs and of a higher order. 1992, 29th of June, this word came like thunders from heaven to me in moving this commission to then another level of signs and wonders. It said, begin to declare total war against the kingdom of darkness. How many can see that happen here all the time? Proclaim liberty. How many have heard that been done? Emphasize power. Step into the realm of anointings. Then he said, usher in this era with me. Come and say era. So it's a dispensation of new dimensions of signs. Signs at a higher order. It's a dispensation. Usher in this new era with me. It is time to administer the forces of the Spirit that will enable the saints, take up their inheritance in Christ, administering the forces of the Spirit. We're here this morning at this table to administer one of those forces of the Spirit, that we connect the saints to their inheritance in Christ, administering the forces of the Spirit. And he said, I am launching you to the apostolic phase of your ministry today for pay setting. Say with me, pay setting. New dimensions. So this morning I'm speaking to you on connecting to the noiseless realm of the miraculous. Come and say noiseless. Connecting to the noiseless realm of the miraculous. Connecting to the noiseless realm of the miraculous. Now, God clearly delivered this mandate of signs and wonders of a new dimension and a higher order. That this apostolic mandate is a pace-setting mandate, that the nations of the world will be plugging to this to know what God is doing in the now. I'd like you therefore to know that this is not just a church. This is a divinely appointed place. Come and say appointed place. God still has appointed places on the earth today. I will appoint a place for my people Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. And I will plant them in a place of their own, and they shall move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. God still has appointed places on the earth today that serves as a city of refuge for the weary, a place of refuge for the oppressed, a place of refuge for the battered and the tattered and the shattered. And I'm glad to let you know, this is one of such appointed places. I will appoint, say, and I am the Lord, I change not. So he's still appointing places for the securities of destinies. And this is one of such appointed places on the planet Earth today. God still has appointed places for the security of the destinies of his people. In chapter 12 of Deuteronomy, verses 13 and 14, he said, you shall not offer your sacrifices and burnt offerings in every place which you see, but in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose in one of thy tribes, there shall you offer your burnt offerings and do all that I command you. So there are still chosen places where your offerings answer in heaven. And this is one of such places. So God still has appointed places. God still has chosen places. Can I hear your loudest amen?
And I'm glad to let you know you are sitting in one of those chosen places today. God delivered his mandate the 2nd of May, 1981. And then by April 10, 1982, we were in our powerhouse meeting. And the voice of the Lord came calling. And among other things, he said, at the base of this ministry, a tent shall be built that will seat 50,000 people. He called it a house, but I couldn't take it in my mind, so I called it a tent. There was no architectural innovation on this land then that could accommodate a covered space of 50,000. So I could only bring it down to tents, and you can have several of them joined together. Maybe it would now be 50,000. One, there was no gathering anywhere in this nation that numbered 50,000 or had the potential of being 50,000. It was not in view. In those days, when we were 500 in a conference, we said, it's full. The place was teeming. I was in Redemption Camp this last Thursday, and then I remember when the conference there in 1982, we were about 230 people. It was full. It was a national workers' congress. I was among the speakers. It was about 230. It was full. Everybody was celebrating. Well, this is a huge attendance today. We just thank God. So it was not in view. And when we came here, here is what God said. This is the place. What did he say? And everyone around me knew. Every time I came to this forest, I would return and say, I could feel God here. I can feel God here. I will come here alone in the night and walk through this forest. There was such a sense of security and authority. You are not sitting in an ordinary place. You are here in an appointed place. All the afflictions of the children of wickedness, they are over in your life today. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. You are in a divinely chosen place. Your burnt offerings and your sacrifices will continue to answer at a miracle frequency. He said to Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and come and offer him to me at a place that I will show thee. And he walked 3 days to get there. It's better than waste his son. He walked how many days? 3 days to get there. That tells you how close it was. There's no way you will need 3 days to walk between VI and here. No. Even if you're a cripple, you'll still make it. 3 days, Abraham was walking to where the sacrifice would be accepted. That was the point of blessing for him. And God said, by myself have I sworn. So there is a place where God swears his blessing. It may not be near your house or where you live. I didn't feel like being here. It was contrary to all church growth theologies and principles. I reacted. But that was the place where the offering will answer. Amen. There is no way you could have come here ordinarily. The Spirit of God must have driven you here from your distances. Why? He's appointed the place for your blessing. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. God does not bless you anywhere. He said to Abraham, come, get out of where you are. I want to bless you, but that blessing can't reach you here. I've reserved it for you somewhere else. So wake up and follow me. I will show you the land where your blessing is. And he led them to the land where his blessing was. And so Abraham departed and headed for that land. Abraham is still alive today by the generational blessings he encountered in the place. Get thee out of the country and kingdom into a land that I will show you. So God still shows people where their blessing is reserved. Many of you are seated here. You are partakers of God's reserved blessings in the place that he showed you. So he appoints places, he chooses places, and he shows places. He shows people places. He shows them. By seeing what happened to that person, that's reserved for you here. I know you need it. You better hang on here and get it. You cannot be buffeted in your affected place. You cannot be oppressed in your appointed place. You cannot be afflicted in your appointed place. When you get to your appointed place, you are free from disappointment. God still has appointed places on the earth today. When he shows you one, then abide there, because that's where your destiny is ordained for security. That's where your blessings are reserved for you. This is so important. God still has appointed places. There are still miracle and meeting places on the earth today. And thank God, Faith Tabernacle is one of them. There are still miracle and meeting places on the earth today. Thank God. Canaan land is one of such places. One old woman slept here, a blind woman, woke up in the morning, saying, there is something on this ground. A man slept here one night, and his wife at Shiloh, and woke up in the morning with a dead bird under his pillow. How many remember the story? And he came here January ending, it was in December, to share the story of his turnaround. The bird could not survive the ground. The bird died under the pillow, and he brought the bird here. Because when God brings victory, he makes it an open show. Every time he defeats the devil, he makes it what? An open show. God is about making an open show of the devil in your life. We had the story of a little child today, a girl, that was turned SS to what? AA. From the last communion service. SS turned to AA. There is something strange on this ground. A woman said he took the sand of this place and made tea with it. How many remember the story? And then she became pregnant. There is something on this ground. Somebody took loose here on this ground and was delivered from our oppression. There is something on this ground. You can't be at this center and still be shattered. This is the home base, the heaven's base of this global liberation mandate. You can't be at the center and still be at a loss. Somebody's breaking forth this morning. 1999 to validate that this is the place. As we are dedicating this place, one of us came in from Edo State in Benin, and a cripple, some dew of water fell on her body, on this wing, from wherever it fell. She stood up and began to walk. 2004, I met her. She introduced herself again to me. I was the lady that Jesus loosed 1999. Because whatever the Lord does, it shall be forever. What's happening to you at this table today shall be what? Forever. Shall be what? Shall be what? He said, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict you anymore as at before times. So things are not permitted to continue the way they have been with you. All the ups and downs in your life, they come to a final end today. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That is the place that you are. God still has appointed places today. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 5, we saw the story of the pool of Bethesda. And at that pool gathered all important folks waiting for the moving of the water. Because at certain seasons, the angel of the Lord came into that place and stirred the water. And whosoever jumped into it first was made whole of whatever disease. Welcome to another pool of Bethesda. Every affliction of the devil is converted to supernatural manifestations today. What is unique about the pool of Bethesda? It was God's appointed place for the noiseless flow of the miraculous. That was a pool, a miracle-emitting pool. This is another miracle-emitting pool of the end time. Usher in this era with me. What era? The era of signs and wonders. What? It's a new dimension of a higher order. A new dimension of a higher order. A new dimension of a higher order. Usher in this era with me. The era of signs and wonders. Of a new dimension and a higher order. Can you list today how many dead have been raised by the hands of the sons of God in diverse places? That is the story of this one in Ghana. Because this is what the Lord said to us. He said, he showed the vision of a great house that landed from heaven. 6th of September, 1983. And as it landed on the earth, it broke into splinter houses. But the same fire on the altar of this great house was burning on the altar of all the splinter houses. That's why our ministry is a network of signs and wonders. Can I hear your amen? Amen? This young man closed in the evening service and went home. And then was trying to get something and got electrocuted and died. And so they carried him to the mortuary and the mourners were mourning in the house. But while he was in the mortuary, in the cupboard where they put him, according to his testimony, which he shared on this altar, he kept hearing the message that the pastor was preaching before he died. And then when the pastor shouted amen, he shouted amen from the mortuary and came back to life and walked on this platform.
That's a new dimension of a new order. One of the women here in church, they came to call her because she owns a bus. That somebody just died, we need the bus to carry them to the mortuary. I said, no, my bus doesn't carry me dead body. He said, where is the dead body? He took the bottle of the anointing away. He said, no, come back to life. And he jacked back to life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. We had the story of one of my sons here was on his way to Abuja and then had to sleep, parked by the roadside in Lokoja to take his rest because it was late. And then the trailer just came and ran into him and fell on the car and pressed it flat. They dragged this dead body out. There was no life. So they took him to the hospital, to the mortuary. There was no space. The devil has killed enough people that day. There was no space in the mortuary, so they put him by the door. And according to his testimony, the tape he was hearing before he died, one of my tapes he was hearing before he died, he kept hearing the tape in the death region. Amen? It was in response to the charges in the tape that life came back to him. And when he died, the tape was cornered around his neck. The tape came out of the player, and then the tape inside the cassette came out and wound around his neck. A new dimension of a new order. Friends, you are not just in a place. You are in a God-ordained place. Amen. I'd like you to become sensitive and be conscious of where you are. There are still the pools of Bethesda on this earth today. They are God's appointed places with his appointed messengers, bearing his appointed message and commanding his appointed backing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In John chapter 9, verse 1 to 8, a blind man came in and Jesus spat on the ground and made some clay and pasted on his eyes and said, go ahead, go to the pool called Siloam and wash. This man was born blind from his birth. From what? He had never seen. Go to the pool called Siloam and wash. And he went and washed and came seeing. Verse 7. He went and washed and came seeing. He didn't go to watch. He went to wash. Many are in church to watch. They are amazed at everything. You see, big church, big light. Number of people. Singing and dancing. I've never seen the kind before. They were watching. They didn't come to wash. To wash means to bath in the word. He went and washed and came back saying, God still has pools of Siloam on the earth today. The word Siloam means sent. Come and say sent. God still has sent places. Sent places. Places sent for the liberation of mankind. And this is one of them. This is one of them. Whatever pursued you to this ground has pursued you to the lion's den and will not survive it. Can I hear your loudest amen? The Bible says a man by name Naaman was a great man, but he was a leper. But he was a leper. And he went to see the prophet. And the prophet said, go to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 1 to the end. Go to Jordan and dip yourself there. And he went on the counsel of a little girl. I don't care who invited you here. You have come into your Jordan.
where every form of leprosy will be wiped off you. Whatever makes you a pity among men will be turned to a point of envy in this place. He dipped himself, how many times? 7 times. First time, second time, nothing seemed to be happening. Third time, nothing seemed to be happening. Fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, he said, I'm tired. The guy said, look, it's 7 times, he said. 7 times he came out, and his flesh was like that of a little child. Leprosy gave up. Restoration took place. You have come to your river of restoration. The glory reserved for you shall be fully restored here. How then do I operate in the realm of noiseless, miraculous, connecting to the realm of noiseless, miraculous flow of God's power? Just get connected to his appointed place, and his appointed blessings will keep flowing in your life. That's so important. Just hook on to his appointed place, and his appointed blessings will be flowing without sweat. In Genesis 28 and verse 16 and 17, Jacob had an encounter. He saw in a vision a ladder from heaven touching down on the earth, and angels ascending and descending. Angels ascending and descending. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he went on and said, in verse 17, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. How dreadful! God is in this place, and I knew it not. He was afraid. How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. May I say this to you today? That paints the practical picture of this prophetic ground. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. A woman came here from Australia, barren, with a closed medical verdict. And she stayed here in the guest house, in the camp house, for 7 days. Nobody had to minister to her. By the 7th day, she knew she had encountered God. He said, just to say that I came round. I already got what I came for. That's what he said. And she went back and became pregnant the following month. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And gave birth to a beautiful baby girl and sent here to Nigeria to ask for a Nigerian name. It's a white Canadian, a white Australian with a white husband. And now a miracle child that came from the miracle ground. Your own must come out. I said, your own is coming out from here. 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 Every generational curse that may be working against your destiny. Because the children of wickedness shall afflict them no more as at before time. Every generational curse. That lady came up here to share the testimony. People just die of the same disease in that family. And when it was the turn of the next one, they brought her here, and Jesus set her free instantly. And she was afflicted. Jesus also said, I'm still there. Set her free at the same time. Every generational affliction that is tormenting members of your family, whether socially, physically, career-wise, in any form, they are declared over today. That's the plan and purpose of God for your life. How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. One of our brethren came in from Kaduna for Shiloh 2004 or thereabout, and as she crossed the gate, she was coming with a weight of affliction on her life. As she passed the gate of Canaan land, cockroaches were walking out of her body and were on a row, filing out. They were coming from her body and filing away. They couldn't stand the forces on this ground. Friend, I'm glad to tell you here, whatever has been chasing after you, can you imagine a wolf chasing after a baby lion to the lion's den? Rada posakleria ye shambaba. There is something on this ground for you. Begin to take your own right now. There is something on this ground for you. Your deliverance is on this ground. Your breakthrough is on this ground. Your transformation is on this ground. Begin to take it now. In Jesus' precious name. Hear this as we begin to wind up. There was a story of the woman with issue of blood. And after she got her miracle, every afflicted got the wisdom to connect with their own miracle. Chapter 9, she touched the hem of the master's garment and the flow of blood stopped. They say, when they had the testimony, they say, oh, whatever it takes, I will touch. Chapter 14 of Deuteronomy, chapter 14 of Matthew and verse 36. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. And as many as touched him were made what? Perfectly whole. The testimony of chapter 9 was their motivation. People have gotten unbelievable breakthroughs on this ground. When will be your turn? This is a miracle emitting ground. When are you getting your own? There is something in this pool for you. When are you stepping into it? In this pool, the blind receive their sight without prayer. When are you getting your miracle? In this place, the pursuit of the children of wickedness lead to the death of the children of wickedness. When will your own happen? On this ground, the cripple has walked without needing to cry in prayers. Connecting to the noiseless dimension of the miraculous. Connecting to the noiseless dimension of the miraculous. Connecting by being conscious of what is in the place. One woman touched, all the men saw it and began to touch, and everyone began to get the same result. She was made perfectly whole, and they were also made perfectly whole. Whatever happened to anybody on this ground shows you that your own is there. Come on, say, I must get it. Woo! Say, Lord, I must get it. I must get it. I must get it. Amen. That woman said it in her heart. I don't want to miss any of this series of teachings. They are fresh from heaven. I've been pregnant since last night, and just pregnant and couldn't even talk. Something is loaded for this season. And this morning in particular, something unusual is breaking forth in you. Yeah. this is the deal. Let me tell you what the deal is by the inspiration and the nudging of the Holy Spirit. He said, tell them, this is my appointed place for this generation, and this is how to tap into it. Walk in the Isaac order of covenant. Stand with me consistently for 1 year and connectedly. And if nothing changes dramatically in your life, relocate. It is not your place. That means within the next 1 year, you become a spectacle to the world. It's not enough to be present. You have to be connected. It's not enough to celebrate activity. Now begin to celebrate connectivity. This is so vital. It's one thing to be in church. It's another thing to be in touch. And God said to Isaac, you shall not go down to Egypt, but you abide in this land and watch what I will do with you. And he faced enormous oppositions. He dug the wells and they filled it up. He dug again, they filled it up. He was coming, his tire, he had flat tire. His flat tire, not only that, his torto cable cut. And he bought fuel before it leaked off. He was resisted. The force of hell broke loose. What are you doing here? Look, God said, abide there. Genesis 26 verse 1. He said, abide here. And then the enemy said, no way. We will dislodge you because we know your destiny is in this place. We are going to dislodge you here. So they resisted him. They began resisting him. But he tired them out. He said, I had God. This is where I belong. I had God. This is where I belong. I had God. This is where I belong. And he abode in that land. And the Bible said he sowed in that year and received in the same year an hundredfold. The Lord blessed him. He was strong. He went forward. He became great. And the Philistines envied him. Verses 12 to 14. The Philistines, in the land of his resistance, was the land of his restoration. The Philistines envied him. After they filled the first well, many have left. If this is the place, they can't feel my well like that. They left. He dug the first, they filled it. Dug the second, they filled it. They thought, let's leave him. So he called the Rehoboth, for the Lord has made room for me. He broke through to that point. Oh, all hell resisted me coming to this place. The first thing they were bringing me here, I said, no. If you were not about three cars, we would have turned back. I said, are you mad? How can you be? He said, we're looking for a place for church, not for farm. I said, are we not there? He said, we are not there. Unfortunately, there was no mobile phone like this then. So you can only be shouting to yourself inside the car. You can't shout to anybody else. So we got it. I was fuming. You know, your place of appointment is your place of resistance. Come and say resistance. Oh, hey, resisted my access here. But all heavens backed me up. And then we got here and I said, okay, let's pray. You know, I'm a pastor. We have to pray. Let's pray and thank God for the effort of these fellows. Lord, thank you. Before I say two words, I said, this is the place. It came like the voice of His Royal Highness, His Royal Majesty. This is the place. Shut up. After all the struggles, we broke forth into this appointed place. So I'm not going to be surprised if you are resisted. One of my sons, I was sharing it with me 2 weeks ago. He
He was at the verge of suicide when someone prevailed on him, please come. Come to this place. According to his story, he sold his properties, did everything in looking for treatment for his mother, and the mother still died. So at the end of the day, he wondered what is life worth. So the day was coming here. All kinds. Vehicle broke down. He came down. They splashed water on his body. Rain was falling. When he came, he said he sat down like a wounded lion. Even all the ushers knew that he was angry. So nobody touched him. All the devil said, what are you doing here? He sat down. If anybody touched him, he would slap the person. He just sat down like a wounded lion. He was about committing suicide. You are making life more miserable for him by bringing him all the way. And then according to his testimony, as I opened my mouth, he said, I stopped at the point and I started talking about him. Exactly what was going on. He said, if he didn't come out with that, come to the church with that individual, he would think that he has spoken to me. When altar call was made, he ran to the front. That was how God recovered him from suicide. Your place of destiny is your place of resistance. Don't be careless. Don't be careless. Don't be careless. The place of your doctor is never far when you are sick. Don't wait for sickness that will not allow you to move. I was resisted. I am his apostle, yet I was resisted. Then you can imagine anybody can be resisted here. Some only had the first word, filled. They departed from the appointed place. I said, no, it is appointed place. I can't be disappointed. Isaac stood there. They filled it. He dug it again. They filled it. He dug another one. They filled it. And they said, we better leave this man. He won't go. Satan is leaving you alone now. Let me tell you this. There is nobody that came here by himself. God drew you to show you the place. To show you the place. He said, Abraham, come and offer this your son as sacrifice into a place that I will show thee. He told Abraham, come out and I'll take you to a place that I will show thee. And Abraham departed. Somebody must have invited you. God only drew you to show you. What you have been looking for all your life is here. What I've been looking for all your life is here. What I've been looking for all your life is here. And then the devil say, it's too far. It's better to die. Suicide is better. It's too far. Settle with your poverty. It's too far. You don't need liberation. You are liberated. In your family, is anybody more liberated than you? You have a 2-room that you rented and you are paying. Hallelujah. I refuse to sell off. Say, Lord, I refuse to sell off. I refuse to sell off. That's what it takes. He said, brethren, he said, we brethren as Isaac, we are children of promise. There are not too many appointed places in the world. And when God shows you one, dive into it and settle there for God's hand to decorate your destiny. He said to Jeremiah, go to the potter's house and I will cause you to hear my word there. Sends you to where your word is waiting for you. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1 to 5. This is a place ordained for the security of your destiny. May you see it and embrace it. Amen. All rivers are not the same. That's why the cleansing of Naaman was in Jordan. All pools are not the same. Multitudes of sick folks got their own healings at the pool of Bethesda. All pools are not the same. The man born blind got his eyes, his sight restored at the pool called Siloam. God has brought you to this appointed place to give you a change of story. Yeah. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Yeah.
Isaac abode there against all odds. And in 1 year, he became the envy of his world. God said to me, tell them, any one of them that will settle with me on this mountain for one solid year, responding positively to all instructions and obeying all commandments as delivered by God, he said, I am going to show them my good hand. That means you don't need more than 1 year of concentrated, heart connected, connectedness to this appointed place for your destiny to be fully recovered. And I mean, God is turning you to an envy of your world. God is turning you to an envy of your world. God is turning you to an envy of your world. Say with me, God is in this place. I'm sure you have heard that several times in testimonies. God is in this place. 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 Why? Because he appointed the place. He has to be there. And faith we see that calleth thee, who also will do it. So the doings here are the doings of God. The doings here are what? The doings of God. So only what God cannot do can survive here. That means whatever your issues may be, if it's within God's capacity to settle, then it is settled here in the name of Jesus. A woman gave a testimony here years ago, and very simple thing. Somebody said in the family, I guess the mother, that's what she said. He said, have you ever seen a baby on the back of a snail? How many are Yorubas here? Okay, you know what they say in your village. Have you ever seen a child on the back of a snail? Let's watch how you carry a child. But when he came here, God flattened the back of the snail. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
I don't care how much I've been pursuing you, it is over here. I said, it is over here. A young man came here, he was afraid to be married because all the other brothers and sisters who got married, none had children. And God broke the yoke and gave him a set of twins. Somebody shared a testimony here, for 30 years, nobody has been married in their home, whether man or woman. Abba, oh wicked devil, for 30 years, everybody was stagnant. The place was marriageless. For 30 years, if the baby born that time, what happens? What are the ones who are living before then? Everybody couldn't get married. There was a generational spell. He got on this ground, Jesus broke it. And then an avalanche of marriages. Whatever the issue may have been with you, it is settled now forever. That young lady said, she finished service 2004 and is only talking of a job now, 2009. He said he stepped in here in January. God recovered his destiny in the appointed place. I don't care what you may have gone through, you have come to your final bus stop. God is settling your own case right here. The Bible said, we brethren, as Isaac, we are children of promise. Galatians 4:28. Never mind the resistance of the enemies in filling up your wares. This is where God has ordained for your enlargement. Isaac stayed until he got to the point of enlargement. It was only within a 1 year cycle. How much? 1 year cycle. This is September 9th. or August 9, 2009, by August 8, 2010, as the Lord liveth, whose messenger I am, I see you 1,000 times and more. Just 1 year cycle of absolute, unreserved connectedness. You don't wink your nose at a divine instruction. You don't feel too big like Naaman and say, "What? We ain't water baptism? No, I live in Ikoyi. And I have 2 swimming pools, one in my bedroom. I can go to dirty Jordan to swim." He said, "Go with your dirty leprosy." Simple. I mean connectedness. Not just being present. Not just being around. Not just being in charge. The person that was about to commit suicide, the one who brought him, said, "Look, when he saw him give his life to you, he said, 'You don't have any problem. Just sit down here. Whatever he tells you on the pulpit, be doing it. He doesn't need to pray for you.' This young man hears God clearly today. As a man hears his friend. He hears God. It's just 1 year in this place. His destiny is fully recovered. Friends, your turn is now. Activity is no substitute for connectivity. No. It's good to be involved, but it's much more valuable to be connected. Amen? Then involvement becomes an extra plus, but never a substitute. Write it down today that if I will obey the word of the prophet in this 1 year turnaround cycle, I'm going to be operating in that realm of noiseless dimension of the miraculous. Things will be happening to you on their own accord because you are on the appointed place, on the appointed ground where things happen on their own. The Lord is good. Somebody bless, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Help me welcome your neighbor to this appointed place. Welcome to the home of signs and wonders. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready for the communion this morning? As often as ye eat this bread and drink this blood, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. It leaves you with something to show. There shall be instant healings and deliverances now. There shall be perfection on whatever is yet to be perfected in anyone's life now. Ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Ye do show, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. Ye do show. It leaves you with something to show. It is an inoculation for manifestation. When you take it, it's a transfusion for supernatural manifestation. Ye do have something to show. So the sickness, the weakness in your body, the weakness in your mind, and the weakness in your spirit will be dealt with. He said, those who take it unworthily, some are weak, some are sickly, and some die. Everyone appointed to death, that death sentence is canceled now. Yeah. Can I hear your loudest amen? That's in verse 30. That is a pointer to what it stands for. It stands is your antidote for strength, for health, and for longevity. that is God's own drug for strength. Strength in your spirit, strength in your mind, and strength in your body. Every form of weakness, intellectual weakness, spiritual weakness, physical weakness, I decree they be gone from your life now in the name of Jesus. Every sickness is cursed at the communion table today in the name of Jesus. Every terminal disease is terminated by the blood today in the name of Jesus. Ye do show. Say, I must have something to show. Say it loud. I must have something to show. I must have something to show. As you partake of his blood, you are partaking of his nature. So whatever is not in him is not permitted in you. It's gone. I say it's gone. As you are partaking of the bread, you are partaking of his flesh to manifest his kind of vigor and exhibit his kind of intellect. He gave them the bread and their eyes were open. Their intellect blossomed. As you partake of this communion, every mental blockade is cursed in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet. Stewards, please take positions right now as you partake of this mystery. He said, begin to administer the forces of the Spirit which will enable the saints to take up their inheritance in Christ. The forces of the Spirit. The forces of the Spirit. This is one of those forces of the Spirit. We have seen amazing testimony from the communion table. Your own is the next. I say your own is the next. Last month, we had a catalog of men and women who had some strange encounters. Today, this communion of this service delivers your own desire into your hand. Lift up your two hands and begin to prophesy your own encounter. Begin to prophesy your own encounter. Begin to prophesy your own encounter. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray today that every desire be supernaturally delivered by this encounter with the communion table. Let today's communion mark a turning point in everyone's life. Whatever cannot be found in Christ as partake of this communion, it is erased from your life. This communion will provoke something to show in your life in the name of Jesus. Every terminal disease is flushed out of your body in the name of Jesus. Every mark of the devil is wiped, blotted out from your life in the name of Jesus. Every weakness of the soul, weakness of the body, weakness of the spirit, they are healed in the name of Jesus. I decree today that by this communion, whatever you desire is delivered to you for a testimony. Get back to the doctor this week and they will tell you the situation has turned around. SS is decreed to be turned to A. In the name of Jesus. Cancer cells are destroyed in your body. Partial blindness, partial deafness, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Total blindness, total deafness, they are healed in the name of Jesus. I decree every cripple begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual corruption be cleansed in the name of Jesus. The same way the Queen of Sheba ran out of Liberia, every principality afflicting you flees from your life by this communion. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Peace is restored to your family. Peace is restored to your family. Breakthrough to your business. Supernatural manifestations everywhere. Speak to your weak. Prophesy to your weak. No weeping, no money in your family. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Your weak answers to you as you have declared it. It is declared your week of sweatless dimension of supernatural manifestation. In the name of Jesus. This spiritual week of emphasis will mark the turning of captivity in every area of your life. You are breaking forth on every side. Just like Isaac was envied in the land, I release you as the envy of your generation.
If you have been blessed by this message, we encourage you to join God's fullness at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, every Sunday in either of the two services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every Wednesdays at the communion service from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can log on to www.davidoyedepoministries.org for live webcast. For prayers and counseling, please call 01-77-47-546, 01-77-47-547, or 01-77-47-548. Or you can write to PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can also visit www.dominionbooksonline.com for online purchases of over 50 books of anointed materials from Bishop David Oyedepo. Live a victorious life.